I believe in the good things coming, 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 coming. I believe in the good things coming, 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 coming. Out of darkness, light are pumping, 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 pumping. Into white light, all things running, 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 running. Who have I been? Who am I becoming? Coming, 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 coming. Deep breaths for a young man, learning, 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 learning. Take a walk with the cedar summon. Cityscape, pink sunset, stunning. Every empty space is filling. Every fire kindle burning. I believe in the good things coming, 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 coming. I believe in the good things coming, 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 coming. Said, I am no master, I know nothing. I am no master, I know nothing. But I am a servant and I know something, yeah.
All right, we're on. I'd like to say, everyone, thank you for joining us. This is kind of a gathering of momentum. It's going to be chucked on to YouTube as well. We thought we'd do it Facebook Live so you guys can ask questions as well. We seem to be getting much more feedback, content, and people commenting during the Facebook Live. So this is going to be a talk on cell hacking, which is foundational health. We're going to be getting into detoxification, also hydrogen technology. So there's some really, really good technologies out now. And the reason why I'm doing a talk with Selena today about this is because so many people have been talking to me about their great testimonials from this product. So there's no better way to talk about something than actual real life testimonials. And like I said earlier, I say to people, I don't promote anything. I don't talk about anything unless I either use the product, I know the CEOs, or I've got a whole bunch of real life eyewitness testimonials. So I've got all three of them in this case. Now, but what we're going to be talking about is actually cell hacking. Now, Selena is a cell hacker, and she's created a way to get in on a cellular level and start getting the toxins out of the body, but also regenerating the cells, because what we are, we're a bag of cells. We're trillions and trillions of cells, and we're either cells that are replenishing and renewing, or we're cells that are degenerating and dying. So we either want to create new cells and then get rid of the old ones. So a lot of my last talks have been on foundational health. Now, this is the most important thing for anyone on this planet at the moment, is looking after your own health. If you don't look after your own health, you're going to find that within the next decade, you're going to start having problems, dis-ease, discomfort, whatever you want to call it. That is a standard protocol for people who are living in the Western world. We're living in a very toxic environment. We're eating terrible pneumatical tap water, which is industrial waste. Okay, and most people are living on the SAD diet, the standard Australian diet, the meat and three veg, which is, you know, non-organic vegetables, and the meat is pumped full of hormones, et cetera, et cetera. We can go right into that another time. But what I want to do is get into what can we do to get ourselves back into the best health that we can, possibly the best health that we've ever had in our lives. What are the products we can use, and what are the protocols we can follow? So thank you so much, Selena, for joining us. Now, would you be able to tell us a little bit about yourself and also what got you into this? And then we'll get into cell hacking and why cellular health is so important. And I'll just get my charger. So you talk.
Okay. First of all, I spent the majority of my career in corporate media in an executive position, and it was pretty much soul-destroying. I ended up with adrenal fatigue and decided to leave that and pursue my passion, which is health. And I just started doing a bit of work around, you know, what contributes to, I had adrenal fatigue, but what is it? What can we pinpoint that actually makes us sick? And it all comes back to cellular health. And the more I looked into it, the more I thought, wow, this is really something. And why isn't anyone talking about it? It is such a simple principle. So I discovered the term cell hacking, which I've coined, and you can use it freely. I want to spread the word. And cell hacking, in essence, is taking away from the cell what harms it and giving it what it needs to thrive. You're hacking the cell to good health, because cells are, well, all disease is actually just malfunctioning cells. That's all it is. And the World Health Organization says that there's 12,500 diseases out there. who can even get their head around that? But when you break it down into the fact that disease is just malfunctioning cells, it gives you back your power. Because when you have a disease, you give your power to that disease. You you become that disease. If you can just look at getting a cell healthy and then the next cell and the next cell, then the disease will naturally go away.
Amazing. So basically giving people their power back is such an important thing, because we're kind of like walking around in the dark at the moment, and we've got like a candle and we're poking it in all different directions, trying to work out how to get healthy. We know about detoxing a little bit. We know we should be eating certain foods. We should be doing this and these products and that product. But I find majority of the stuff out there you have, it doesn't actually do anything, because we're not absorbing the food. Our gut biome is not allowing us to absorb food, because we're so full of toxins that the body is actually fighting off these toxins rather than allowing things to come in. So our lymphatic system is blocked, which means our liver and our kidneys aren't doing their job, which in turn means we have a blocked colon. Then we have blood, which is toxic. So it's like we're not changing the oil filters in the car and we're putting in rubbish fuel all the time. Now, if you're not servicing your car regularly, house cleaning, detoxing, which is what detoxing is, just house cleaning. Every year people are like, oh, the flu's coming around. It's like, no, no, no. You're eating lots of grains. You're toxic and you haven't been house cleaning. So your body is going to do it for you. Your body is going to give you the flu symptoms, okay, which is actually releasing the mucus, getting the toxins out of the nose, getting it out through diarrhea, through our sweat glands, through any way possible, through the skin. When certain organs are blocked, it'll start coming out of the skin. You might start getting rashes. This is like when you are pretty toxic. This is when many of your detoxification channels are actually closed. And the biggest detoxification channel in the whole body is the lymphatic system, the great lymphatic system, which is a fluid which runs around every single cell in the body. So if this is blocked, if this is not functioning, then you can guarantee yourself you're basically walking around with a big garbage bin inside your body. So these technologies which are coming out now are about releasing the toxins. It's about flooding the body full of what it needs to not only survive but thrive, but also creating a balance in the body, because when we have a deficiency, that leads to an excess, and an excess leads to a degeneration leads to inflammation, inflammation leads to acidification, then we have disease, and whatever order, it's all the same. You basically start with a healthy body, and then you have a toxic body, which leads into sore legs, osteoporosis, arthritis, the old man's disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. That's heavy metal toxicity. That's cell damage. Okay, get that toxin out of the body. Lo and behold, the health comes back. The memory comes back. They stop forgetting their keys. They stop forgetting their phone. They remember who they are. So this is just toxins in the body, and everything can be repaired. Every 7 years, our body regenerates ourselves. But if we use stuff like what Selena is talking about today, we can turn that detoxification process back into weeks and months, and then get back onto proper health, and then start making concise, good decisions in the world to create a better world around us. Now, I was saying earlier to Selena, half the reason why I talk about these health products is because so many people, their minds are living in a sea of toxic soup. They're waking up tired. They're feeling crap in the morning. They have all these herbs and minerals and they feel sick because the body is so full of toxins that no matter what they put in, the body is basically rejecting it, saying, no, no, I don't want any of that. I don't want any detoxing. I don't want any of these herbs, any of these things. What I want is exactly what I need. That's foundational. We need to get the toxins out and we need to put it back in through certain bioavailable minerals, through hydrogen, okay, through things that work on the mitochondria and DNA level. So would you like to go into, Selena, about what hydrogen does and why it's so important and why basically no one even knows about it and how it can benefit us in our lives?
Yeah. Well, first of all, hydrogen is the most abundant element in the universe. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's in us. We're about 10% hydrogen. The sun's 72% hydrogen, and you know how powerful that is. So hydrogen naturally produces energy. So your point to the fact that we need to work on our mitochondria, et cetera, hydrogen is really good for that, conjuring up the energy naturally instead of reaching for a stimulant. Because a stimulant is just like a credit card system. So I will give you give me the stimulant and I'm going to give you a bit of my body in exchange, because there's always a payback. So you want to start creating your own energy naturally, which is what hydrogen does. So hydrogen is a gas. It's the smallest element. So, you know, nothing smaller. Oxygen isn't smaller. It passes through everything, which is why it took so long to get into a tablet format, a convenient format. So what happens is there's elemental magnesium in this tablet. It reacts with water and it unbonds or produces hydrogen gas. Okay, and it stays in the water and you drink it down and it infiltrates all of your cells. But what does it do once it's in? It's so small, and this is the beauty of it. It actually can go through the cell wall, through the blood-brain barrier, and it attaches to things called free radicals that damage us. Now, there are free radicals that are beneficial. They're good for body signaling and they play important parts in the body. We want to leave those ones alone to do their job. The beauty of hydrogen is it is fatally attracted to the bad free radicals, the hydroxyl radicals, which are OH radicals, and H2 is hydrogen. H2 reacts with OH and becomes H2O. So it turns them into water, and they just leave your body naturally. And someone's asked, is hydrogen in water? Yeah, hydrogen, H2, hydrogen, two hydrogen molecules and one oxygen molecule makes water. So it's giving a therapeutic dose of what's already in water and whatever is actually made in our gut, which is where it's created.
Right, and we were talking about water earlier. We won't go too far into it. But basically the water we are drinking today, especially if you're drinking tap water or bottled water or just your average filtered water, it's rubbish water, okay? We need to be really taking it to the next phase, which is structured water. Structured water is the key to absorption. It's the key to not being dehydrated. We're talking 90% of the world's population is massively dehydrated. So when you're still dehydrated, that's going to stop the detoxification process. The detoxification channels, they're going to get smaller. That's why when we do certain detoxes and certain flushes, we use things like magnesium to basically lubricate the channels to allow the water to go in and to up the pH, the potential hydrogen in the body, so then everything starts flowing better. So once again, just another little hack there that guys, look beyond filtered water and look beyond bottled water. Bottled water is sitting in BPA plastic, okay? It's been transported. It's been taken from somewhere. We don't know what's in the water. The memory is collected from all the people who have transported where it's been sold, sitting in the sun. And water holds memory. It holds memory, it holds structure. There's three parts to water. You have the memory, you have the structure, and then you have the alkalinity. There are three parts. But the mineral component is also probably the overseeing site for this whole entire water structuring process. If you're not getting minerals from your food and from your water, well, you're going to be deficient. So we can also lead into more about the minerals and how important they are. Maybe we should do that now, actually talk about the deficiency of the world and where we're with minerals right now.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, if you ate a bowl of spinach in 1952, you'd have to eat 42 bowls today to get the same amount of nutrients out of that one bowl. You'd have to have 12 oranges today as opposed to one orange back then. So think about your grandmother, like what she was eating, what she was cooking. And, you know, a lot of people used to have their own crops in their backyard or just have little veggie patch or whatever. That's all gone now. And soil has actually lost its nutrient density. So if the soil is depleted of nutrients, the plants don't have the nutrients. And even if they're organic, it's great not having the herbicides and pesticides on them, but do they have that vital deep nourishment that we need through the minerals, the trace elements, and everything from the soil? Your body can't actually produce minerals. So most people are walking around with mineral deficiency and they don't even know it, but it actually really affects. If you're tired, you probably have a mineral deficiency. You know, lethargy and all of that comes back to mineral deficiencies. So everything is linked to minerals, and there's not enough being said about it. People aren't aware. So I've got a product called Complex Minerals, and it comes from an ancient mineral bed in New Mexico. Basically, there's 77 minerals, trace elements, and all the amino acids in it. It's a black liquid, and it's got something called fulvic acid. So fulvic acid unlocks the cell to receive and absorb all the nutrients, not only from the supplement, but from all the foods that you're eating and if you're having other supplements. Because people say you are what you eat, but really we are what we absorb. Most stuff just goes straight in and straight out and the cells aren't absorbing it, which is why people are hungry all the time. People are eating foods that are nutrient deficient. They're constantly hungry. They're putting on weight. Give the cells what they need, and you'll find your, you know, your hunger subsides, and you just feel fuller and just not craving food as much.
Yeah, right. And it's interesting you say that too, because a lot of people, they find out, or they start watching movies like Cowspiracy, Fork Over Knives, things like that, and like, right, I don't want to eat meat anymore because it causes cancer and turns cancer cells on, etc. So they go vegan, but then they're like, oh, I went vegan, it didn't work for me. I started losing my mind and I wasn't grounded and balanced. And it's like, yeah, that's because you're a very unhealthy plant eater. And the difference is most people don't understand the essential minerals and nutrients you need to survive as a human being, let alone going vegan. So they're basically very mineral deficient before, and then they start eating food-like products and they're not actually health products. And I've got a post on my website that I did, it must be 5 or 6 pages ago now. It's a seminar with a guy explaining all the essential minerals and nutrients and what you need, and showing that if you are to eat those, you'll outlive everyone by 40%. But for vegans, wow, and plant eaters in particular, if you're not getting omega-3s and 6s in a combination of 70% to 30%, you need more omega-3s. You're not getting a vitamin B12 every day, vitamin C, magnesium, silica. There's all these simple minerals that we need every single day, or basically we're going to be deficient. And that's what we're going to see. That's what we're seeing is anxiety, mental breakdown, people not being able to function, waking up tired, sore, degenerated. And then we start going for the addictions. People feel so ordinary. That's when the addictions come in. I'm going to drink alcohol because I feel so bad. I'm going to start eating junk food. I can't be bothered. This health train's really not working for me. So minerals are basically the spark plug to consciousness. If you're a mineral deficient, parts of your body will not be able to function. Your body has enough minerals and nutrients in it. And what it does, it keeps a certain amount for the brain and for the organs. Now, if you're trying to detox and you have no minerals in your body, not only is the detoxification going to be very ordinary, you might only get 1% out, but you're taking these nutrients, which you need as a being to survive. So that's why having people who lose it, you see, they've got this look where they look fragmented, look, and they're a bit scattered. That's generally a deficiency. And when you have a deficiency, your body will take minerals and nutrients from somewhere else, and then it'll steal it from here, steal it from there, and then you start seeing the degeneration through the bones, osteoporosis, the cancers. All diseases are tied to mineral deficiencies and in an excess of toxins. So the hydrogen which Celine is talking about will flush out the toxins. It will target the free radicals, which is very, very important. Free radicals is the start of all disease on a cellular level. So we need to get them out of the body and regularly. Each day, the body's byproduct, okay, everything is creating energy. There's an alchemical process that happens within the cells, and there is a byproduct. Free radicals are a byproduct of energy production, ATP. So it's basically spinning off these free radicals. And if your body is not going around and cleaning them up, and you can look under a dark field microscope, you can see, if you look at someone's blood, you'll see all the cells lined up. And when they're not nutrient-rich, when they're not alkalized, they all link up like coins. It looks like a whole bunch of coins linked up in a row. And what happens in the blood, you have white blood cells that cruise around, and they usually go in between the cells and they clean them up. But when they're all linked in the line, it can't get around and clean the cells. And if you go in even further, that white blood cell is actually using electricity, and it's zapping all little free radicals and all little contaminants. And this is all happening on a cellular level. So if we can get down to that level, we don't have to do what pharmaceutical industry does, which is basically put a Band-Aid on 10 steps down the train. I have a soreness in my knee. It's like, yeah, well, there's a 10-step process that happened to get you there in the first place. So we're talking getting on it early, getting the body clean and clear. So then those injuries, those ailments, those diseases will basically neutralize themselves. They'll go away because everything else will start falling into place. Now, let's talk about oxygen, Selena, because that's a massive thing that people aren't getting enough of. And that's the reason why meditation and breath work is so powerful in this day and age, because we're actually not breathing enough air. We don't breathe properly. And we're living in cities where there's no trees anymore. So we're actually losing out just by here on Earth at this point in time.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. When you consider all that, and then you consider after our 20s, we start losing the ability to process oxygen by 1% a year. So there's a guy called Otto Warburg. He won a Nobel Peace Prize on his work about oxygen impact on the cell, oxygen deficiency. This is in 1931. I don't know why we're not taught it at school. But he came to the conclusion that when a cell loses 35% oxygen, which, hey, when do you get cancer usually? Around 65, 70, most people do. So if you're starting to lose 1% from year 30 through to 35%, you're around 65. So it turns into a cancer cell. Okay, so the cell is depleted of oxygen to the point of 35%, and then it turns into a cancerous or disease-ridden cell. And we don't want that. The best thing you can do is obviously do breath work. You can go into a hyperbaric chamber, but my products all are about health hacks, okay? Mm. People do not have the time. They want to be well. They want to know the shortcuts of how to be well. So this liquid oxygen is bioavailable oxygen, which means that it goes straight into the cells and it's easily absorbed. And it just gives oxygen to all the parts of your body that are missing out. Because as you said before, the brain takes 25% oxygen, so straight away that's gone. And then the rest, like as you get older, you start losing circulation in your hands and your feet. So when you have bioavailable oxygen in your body, you're topping up your oxygen levels. And especially for people that are stressed out, they need clarity and focus, they're athletes, it just gives you endurance to keep going. It gives you stamina. So, you know, what's the most debilitating factor for athletes? They run out of gas. They run out of oxygen. They can't go further. When you superload with oxygen, you can go further. And that's not just athletes. It's everything in life. It just keeps you focused and going further.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And Scott just said cells have an electrical charge called zeta potential, which keeps them separated. When cells become sticky, they are called Rulux, which means it's sticky and inflamed. So that's Scott from the interview we did last week, the medical medium. Thank you very much for that. So the three core factors, minerals, oxygen, hydrogen, are basically very foundational and a way to avert and avoid getting yourself into a degenerated state. And that's what we are seeing right now. Like I sometimes watch and I look around the city and I watch people and all I see is really obese people, and obesity is inflammation. And in most cases, they've eaten so much terrible food that the body is actually inflamed. So that's where we're seeing the joint pains, the inability to walk, the arthritis in the fingers and the hands. And I did a little talk at a house a while ago. We had a gathering and I had two people come up to me and they were like, "Nate, these tablets have literally changed my life." And she had trigger finger and she couldn't bend her fingers. And she said, if I didn't do something soon, she was basically going to go onto a walking stick. She said, I was actually getting worried that I was going to go into a nursing home, have to be looked after. And she's been on the tablets for a few months now. And she came up to me and said, I have absolutely no inflammation in my body whatsoever. And she's showing me her hands and fingers and she's running around the house. And I was like, wow, like that is a solid ass testimonial. And that's why I wanted to get Selena on today, because the most important thing we can do is look after our own health. We can't be helping people out there and giving our energy to projects and worldly things if we're struggling to keep our head above water. So for me, if I have an army of people who are awake and aware, but also healthy, those people are going to be thinking about making good decisions in the world. They're going to be looking after their friends and family. They're going to be more conscious the way they eat and what they do, which is in the end what we all want, regardless if you're into the awakening movement or whatever you're into. We all just want a planet of healthy people. We want everyone with a roof over their head. We want people fed. We don't want people dying. We don't want war. We all want to be healthy and just get on with life and have family and procreate and have fun and enjoy ourselves. We don't want to be stuck in this thing of like, man, like I'm not feeling well. And the only option I have is to head down to the doctor and then go down that 200-year-old outdated purpose, which never served its purpose. You know, it never was purposeful. It was always designed. And I'm not going to go into that. I can go into that at length another time. But most people who are watching this are very aware of what's going in the medical system. And they are looking outside of that system now for things that work, with testimonials that are simple and basic. It's like, cellular health. Everything spins out from cellular health. Why wouldn't we spend millions and millions of dollars researching that rather than researching chemotherapy?
let me just go to that point, which is what we discussed before. I think it's important for people to understand, like, cellular health is nothing to be scared of. Cellular health it's all about you started out in your mother's womb as a single cell, and now you're just an organism of multi-trillion cells that happen to be in different communities, like organs, that communicate with each other and have special jobs, okay? It's like you're a universe of cells. So thinking of cellular health as something you don't understand or something scary, it's the complete opposite. It needs to be simplified, and you need to look at it from a perspective of, I am self. I know that I relate to being Selena and you relate to being Nate, whatever, but we're actually just cells, and we're just separate organisms of cells. So when the cells are malfunctioning or they're sick, that's the basis of disease. But we started off as a cell, so we know how to do it. We just got to get out of our way, our own way, and let ourselves heal. So take away the things that are harming the cells and put into the cells the things that make them thrive. And one thing that we haven't touched on is radiation with
yes.
So EMF, 5G that's coming. I was at a talk the other day just hearing about, basically they're just taking a gamble on 5G, seeing it like we're an experiment, basically, to see how we react to it. It is so dangerous, it's not funny. And hydrogen has been clinically proven, there's loads of thousands of scientific studies on hydrogen now, thankfully. It actually protects your cells from radiation. And this is a game changer also for people that are undergoing cancer treatments as well. If they take the combination of these three products while they're doing their cancer treatment, they won't suffer the symptoms of the side effects of the cancer treatment.
The chemotherapy. Well, that EMF is really powerful. Like, so many people are like, what do I do to avoid this and what can I do to protect myself? So for people out there, like, yeah, hydrogen protects you from EMF, and that's going to be basically one of the biggest dangers we're going to see on the planet. We have geoengineering, which is not great either, but all the other ones we can avoid. We can detox and we can do that, but when you're getting blasted by EMF, that's something that we need to basically protect ourselves or not be around it. The most important thing is to be around it or be protected. And when you are got a body full of minerals and you're not full of conductive heavy metals, okay, your body's not acting like an antenna. People are getting really, really affected by EMF because there's so many heavy metals in the body that you're walking past the phone towers, you're using your phone, going into Wi-Fi, and these conductive heavy metals are actually, there's an alchemic process that's going on. They're being excited. So they're being excited and you're conducting that energy, which is in turn acidifying your body and creating whatever the 5G is doing to us. Like, if you want to go down that route, you can watch the Gathering of Momentum I did with George Kavassalis and Seth Dickerson, where we talked on artificial intelligence, which is the connection. It's the transhumanism. It's the merging of humans with machines. So that's a pretty out there topic and pretty crazy, but it's happening. We're seeing it. We're seeing the implant chips going in, the Google lenses going in the eyes. They're talking about in the next 5 years, you'll be able to put a USB in the side of your head and upload data, upload programs. So we are pretty much living in a science fiction movie, and we're seeing a splitting of society. And what we're going to see is a bunch of people heading down the route of degeneration, okay, sickness, and merging with these non-linear synthetic technologies. Then we're going to see a tribe of people who are getting onto the technology, the natural human earth technology, which Selena's talking about, which is going to see people reverting back to their original essence. It's going to be a reconnection with all things that are natural. It's going to be going back to what we used to do thousands of years ago and embodying that. And then we're going to see these people outliving everyone here on earth. So it's really important for you guys to think about getting into health now, understanding your own physiology and biology. And what Selena said earlier in the interview before was knowledge is key and knowledge is power. If you don't understand how the body works, how can we possibly fix it?
Taking responsibility. So knowledge is power, but you need to take responsibility of your health. You cannot rely on your doctor. You cannot rely on your mother, your partner, your children, no one. You need to say, I'm stepping into this. I'm going to do my due diligence. My goal is to create and bring to the world products that simplify the process. Unfortunately, we're in a position, I would prefer for no one to need any products ever. And we could just, live as we should. But unfortunately, we are in a position where we are bombarded with toxicity. We're not getting what we need out of the foods we're eating. The oxygen levels are depleted. So, you know, I'm just trying to way to make people healthier so that their cells respond and then that contributes to better health.
Right. Selena, and what I was saying earlier too on our previous interview is that a lot of the products that we use, they actually take a long time to start working, and that's natural health. Natural health, generally, it will take a few weeks or a month to really start creating change in the body because it's doing the step-by-step process. It's going through and it's creating a natural rebalancing act where when we go to the pharmaceutical industry and we take things, there's a side effect. So what people are doing, they're feeling that side effect and then mentally they're going, oh, it's working. So placebo-wise, they actually start healing themselves just because they're thinking about it's healing because they've felt something. So I help people acquire cannabis oil. I don't sell it, but I know people that do. And a lot of people who get it, they'll be like, Nate, like, I'm not sure if it's working. But then after a month and they stop using it, they realize how quickly it was working and how well it's been working for the body. Now, a really good thing about this hydrogen and some of these technologies you have is that the testimonials are coming within like a week, days to a week, and people are like, wow. And a day. And that's because people are so sick. Some people are so full of toxins that they've never done any house cleaning whatsoever, detoxing, lymphatic drainage, okay, liver flush, gallbladder flush, kidney flush, okay, getting out in the sun, flushing the skin. There's all different methods for flushing each part of the body, which should be detoxed at certain times of the year. So we're talking seasonal detoxing. And what happens is people are eating grains and all types of rubbish during winter. So then they come into spring and the body's like trying to get everything out and then they get the flu. This is what happens every year. People get the flu every year. And pharmaceutical industry has profited off this for the last 50 years, saying that people are getting the flu when actually what the body is doing, it's going through house cleaning. It's its own specific way of getting the toxins out. And what the mucus is what contains all toxins. So if you don't do the house cleaning, your body will naturally do it at the end of winter, at the beginning of spring. And grains and things like that slow down the body's methods of detoxing. Grains aren't good for anyone. Okay, if you want to get the detoxification happening, you want to get onto a whole fruit diet. Do a fruit fast, okay? Jump in the sunshine, do all that type of stuff. But make sure you get off the grains around the winter time, because otherwise you're going to get the flu every single year. And then if you go and take the flu shot, you can guarantee you're going to compromise your immune system, and then you're going to be sick, degenerated, and have time-release cancer in your body as well. So detoxing is literally house cleaning. The flu is literally your body doing its own house cleaning. So we shouldn't be getting the flu every year. If we're doing our own house cleaning, okay, we won't need to have the flu. We won't have to go through these processes because the body will be ready to go. Each season it will come in and it'll be clean, it'll be clear, and you'll be ready to rock and roll. So I've got your back, Selena.
Yeah, sorry.
I was just talking about the flu and house cleaning and how we can speed up that process with products like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And please don't get the flu shot. Everyone just please look into it before they go and put the poison into themselves, please, because it's not good. Like, just
And
do your due diligence before you inject yourself.
Totally. Just so you know, guys, there's absolutely no evidence, no factual proof whatsoever anywhere that the flu shot does anything. And in fact, on the flu vaccine, it even says it may not even work, basically telling you that it doesn't work, but it does say may cause a whole list of problems. So realistically, if you just play it smart, get your food right, get your water right, and take some products which are going to benefit you, you don't need to go down that route. You don't need to vaccinate your kids. You don't need vitamin K, okay? If some crazy ass scenario pans out, you can put vitamin K in your mouth. You can have an oral vitamin K. You don't need to be injected with that. You don't need the MMR vaccine. You don't need the polio vaccine, okay? Polio was never wiped out by vaccinations. Less than 20% of the population was ever vaccinated against polio. Polio was wiped out by better hygiene, by waste disposal, okay? By getting rid of waste, by clean water, okay? That's what got rid of polio. It was on a steady decline well before the vaccine was ever introduced. And when the vaccine was introduced, it spiked and then it dropped back to the same decline it was 10, 15, 20 years before that. So Don't buy into the hype. Don't buy into the dramas. There's all these vaccines out there they're making you scared of. But there's 100,000 other diseases you're not vaccinated against, but no one's worried about them because they haven't made a vaccine for them yet. They can't make money. So do your own research, do your own due diligence, and look into cellular health. Now, Selena, is there anything else you want to go into on these beautiful products? Maybe some testimonials or just some other interesting information that we haven't tapped on?
Look, there's lots of testimonials. If you want to look on Instagram, My Supercell, at My Supercells, and Facebook, at My Supercells. But if you just want to get your head around the products, I think the best way to say it is they're just the foundation of life. So basically, hydrogen is in everything. It's in the stars, the sun, it's in us. It constitutes basically all of the universe. Oxygen, we can't live without it. And minerals is nature's gift from the earth, which have been depleted. And we just need an injection of those just so we can, you know, get ourselves to a position where you can fight the flu. You're not eating, like, craving junk food all the time because you're perpetually in starvation mode because of your lack of minerals. That's what's happening. You're feeding and your cells are like, I don't recognize any of this, so I am starving. Feed me more. You're always hungry because you're sending a message saying, I need nutrients, and we're just not getting the nutrients that we need to thrive or even function
Right. And I'm not sure if I said this earlier, but was I talking about vegans, how basically they're really deficient, that's what's causing the breakdown of the body? Did I say that earlier?
This one or the
We've done two interviews now. That's cool. Yeah, so, all right, so basically there's three products, guys. Yeah, I think I did. There's three products. They're cheap, they're simple, they work very, very quickly, especially for old people who are rocking the osteoporosis and the arthritis, okay? Osteoporosis and arthritis is literally just inflammation, okay? And stop drinking cow's milk, guys, because that is actually stealing minerals from your bones and it's creating calcification. If you have the arthritis, you have to be moving, okay? Anything that's not moving, it's either dead or dying. So you have to get out, you have to start doing old person's yoga, getting in the sun, stretching. Yes, it's going to be uncomfortable for a while, but the more you stretch, okay, that's going to stretch the lymphatic system. That's going to allow the detoxification channels to open. And it's all about detoxification. Every single live interview I do, you're going to hear me say detoxification, lymphatic system, oxygenating the body, getting out in the sun, getting moving, okay, getting the mind moving. If you're sitting there watching mainstream television and TV like a vegetable, get a fucking life, okay? The news isn't real. Get a life. It's a lie. It's fake. Go outside and enjoy yourself. Don't be in a state of fear thinking that terrorists are coming, your house is going to get broken into, the Muslims are coming. Just stop buying into the lies. It's an agenda, okay? The flu shot, the polio, your kids are going to get this. Just forget it. Get off the television and get into the most important thing, which is your own health, so then you can help other people. And then when we help other people, we're helping ourselves internally because everyone around us is in a healthy vibratory state. So, yeah.
And it's because when we start feeling, like just say you're in a really, you're in a low health baseline, which a lot of people that come to me are, by the way, and they're at their wit's end. Oh, I haven't tried cellular health. I'll give that a go now, right? And these are the people that have the most unbelievable turnarounds in such a short amount of time because they're operating off such a low health baseline. Now, these products do work for everyone. It's just the more healthy you are, the more you'll probably notice the benefits over time and not so much overnight like some people. But I get a lot of athletes using these products because they're so in tune with their body and they just want 1% more and they just feel that cellular health to their cells gets them that 1% more and gives them the competitive edge.
Amazing. Selena, do you reckon you could just hold the three products up to the screen so they can see what they look like? And then also, guys, if you want to get it, I'm a wholesaler and distributor and they'll be on my website. I'll post it on the post, the link you can get it from.
So with hydrogen, I just want to make people aware of something. Okay, so it takes, you need one part per million hydrogen to have a therapeutic effect, okay? So we don't have enough of that in our body. Water doesn't have enough of that. So you need to up the hydrogen for it to have an effect. There's products out there that you need to fill up a bottle, put the tablet in, put the lid on, keep it overnight, and it will generate 1.6 to 3.2 parts per million hydrogen, which is three times more, which is great. My tablets do 16 parts per million within 1.5 minutes, dissolve within in a just an open glass. You don't have to like put them in a bottle or anything like that, and you're getting 16 times the amount that is a marked therapeutic effect. So it's very, very powerful, and it just means it can get to more of your cells and do a better job. So that's the hydrogen. The minerals, complex minerals. Again, 77 minerals, trace elements, and all the essential amino acids that you need to thrive. And then we've got liquid oxygen, which is diatomic oxygen molecules in a base of bran and water. And basically, it does have a tiny bit of a, some people find it to have a little bit of a chloriney smell. That's totally natural. It's just from the Atlantic sea salt used in the production process, the manufacturing process. All of my products are 100% natural. This is organic. It's got all the organic ingredients, and there's no upper limit to consumption. What that means is you cannot OD any of these. You could drink that whole thing, drink all that, have all those tablets, and you'd just be wasting your money, basically.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Selena, for that bit of a rundown. And thank you so much for what you're doing, bringing out these products to the world so we can get back onto the healthy train. So it's actually, the timing right now is perfect. People are looking, people are getting hungry, and the awareness is spreading that, hey, the old system didn't work and maybe it never worked. So now we have to create something new, and it's not going to come from the doctors. It's not going to come from science. It's not going to come from the pharmaceutical industry. It's going to come from people like you and other people out there who are putting their heads together and going, okay, what can we do to get healthy? What do we know that was used before this whole system came in? Like what products are around back then that they used which got hidden, or what is working in this? So very, very good timing. Thank you very much for that. And for guys, I've put my website on here a couple of times, innateawareness.com. If you go to that, there's links on there. Order from the links. Don't order from the shop. You'll get the discounts and you can become affiliates. You can put on auto ship or whatever, but make sure you buy off the links because that way you save on shipping and postage. And that's on my website and I've posted on here and I will chuck it on this post at the top too. So you can click on a link. You can jump on there. And that does support what I do. I only sell products which are amazing and I use myself. So there's only a limited amount of products on my shop. I don't promote anything else that I don't 100% resonate with, and most of you guys out there know I've been doing this for a long time now, and I wouldn't put my neck on the line for something that isn't going to be beneficial. So, and if anyone wants to be a affiliate with Selena, they can give her an email, and you guys, if you have a website or a product or a shop, how can they get in contact with you, Selena, to sell these products?
Just best to contact me, Selena, S-E-L-I-N-A, at mysupercells.com. Send me an email.
Amazing.
Because I just do...
Awesome, guys.
I just do affiliates by invitation only because I just want the right people. I don't... This is not about just making a quick buck. This is about being educated, just being able to tell people the right things and not just forcing... I mean, people just need to understand the products just see if they're right for them.
Out of darkness, light are pumping into white light, all things running.
Amazing. Right, guys, so I will post this after I get off. I'll chuck all the links down there for you. And just try them. Honestly, they're so cheap. The water's like $40 or something. Like they're actually really cheap products. But you can definitely get the package, give them a go. And then get back to us with your testimonials and all that, and we'll come back and maybe do a part two another time. So thank you very much for Selena for coming on, and thank you to all the people who are commenting and being part of this. If you can share this and tag your friends and family in it, especially the ones who are unwell, this is going to be a beautiful present and also a way for them to continue their health journey and stay healthy long for a long time. All right, thank you very much. Okay, thanks, Selena.
I am no master, I know nothing, definitely still young. Built on hunger, so fucking stubborn, a lot of self-work undone. I am a witness.
for the life of one who carries all his secrets in the music, 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 music. More pages, more words to my story. More grace, more meaning unfolding. More grace, more meaning unfolding. More grace, more meaning unfolding. Take